Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, warmest greetings to you all around the world. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, February 11th, 2024. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. Welcome to the program, and on behalf of all IRIB English Radio staff, I extend my sincere congratulations on the occasion of the 45th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. This historic revolution, under the wise leadership of Imam Khomeini, opened a new chapter in Iran's history and realized the long-held aspirations of the Iranian nation for freedom and self-determination. Over the past 45 years, the Islamic Republic of Iran has achieved significant progress in various fields, despite facing countless sanctions and pressures. The revolution has guaranteed Iran's independence and paved the way for scientific advancement. Congratulations to all freedom-seeking and justice-seeking people around the world. Here we are with you with Listeners, a special program broadcast on Sunday. And this is a program where your views are presented through your emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. And here we've received reception reports from around the world from Ivan Zeleny from Russia, one of our old and regular listeners, from Santu Bahakat from India, and from David Mabi from Finland. So, Ivan, Santu, and David, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And we've received emails and letters from around the world from Nasiru Hassan from Nigeria, one of our old and regular listeners. Hey Mercia from the Philippines has sent us a piece of email. And here we've received an email from Anand Mohan Bain from India, one of our old and regular listeners. Stay with us, please. I will be back with you. Welcome back. This is another edition of Listeners Special. And as you may know, today marks the 45th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. The 1979 Islamic Revolution of Iran, spearheaded by Imam Khomeini, centered on the principles of justice and a struggle against hegemonic powers of the world, and laid the foundation for other movements across the world from South Africa to South Asia. Imam Khomeini had the distinction of being the first world leader to break all ties with the then South African apartheid regime, as well as the Zionist regime in Tel Aviv, bravely declaring them as illegitimate entities in what was widely regarded as a daring move by the Islamic Republic. Over the years, the Islamic Republic of Iran remained steadfastly devoted to one of the key founding principles of Imam Khomeini's movement against global arrogance and international Zionism that vowed an all-out unified effort to liberate Al-Quds and the entire occupied Palestine from the genocidal occupation and its Western backers. So let's see what our listeners say. Nasiru Hassan from Nigeria has sent us a piece of email. Let's see what Nasiru Hassan says. Today, I am writing this message to congratulate all Muslims and the entire oppressed people around the world on the 45th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. The Islamic Republic of Iran became the voice and protector of all oppressed people, irrespective of their religion, skin, color, or country. Wherever injustice and oppression are, the Islamic Republic of Iran opposes. As a Nigerian, I have no word to use to show my happiness on this important anniversary. The Islamic Revolution in Iran was the bridge that Allah the Almighty used for bringing the light of guidance to my country, Nigeria. We consider any harm on Iran as a harm to us, and any positive thing to Iran also a progress to us, despite the difference of geographic location between Iran in the West Asia region and Nigeria in West Africa. I pray to Allah to give me opportunity to come and visit the Islamic Republic of Iran and see the hardworking staff of IRIB English Radio. First of all, a warm salam and greeting to you, Nasiru Hassan from Nigeria, from Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Many thanks for your consideration, your thoughtfulness, and your attention. What you described about the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution and also the Islamic Republic's role in protecting all oppressed people around the world actually was correct. We hope to see you in Iran soon, as you hope that to come and visit the Islamic Republic of Iran and see, as you described, the hardworking staff of IRIB English Radio. Thank you for your compliment, actually. We wish you all the best, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. My colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL or QSL, EQSL, actually, as confirmation to this email. God bless you. Please write to us soon. Welcome back. This is another edition of Listeners Special. And over the past 45 years, the Islamic Republic of Iran has achieved significant progresses in various fields despite facing countless sanctions and pressures by Western regimes. According to data released by Scopus, Iran published 78,225 scientific articles in this database in 2022. Accordingly, Iran is ranked 15th in the world in terms of publication of scientific works for the fourth consecutive year. Scopus data in 2022 shows that Iran ranks first among countries in the region in terms of the number of scientific publications. A review of Scopus data from 2014 to 2022 shows that Iran has always been the first among the countries in the region in terms of the number of publications and has been able to maintain this position. According to the data of the Scopus Index, the Tehran University of Medical Sciences has the largest share in Iran's scientific publications by publishing more than 6,800 works. In total, nearly half of Iran's scientific publications in 2022 have been published by 10 universities in the country. Meanwhile, the Latest data from the Web of Science, a 2022, shows that Iran ranks second among countries in the region. So, and this happens after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. And hey, Mercia from the Philippines has sent us a congratulatory message on the 45th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Hey, Mercia from the Philippines says, "Dear IRIB, I would like to congratulate a happy 45th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. I would say that the revolution was a prelude of something big to happen for the next decades. Congratulations to you and all the people of Iran. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you. Hey, Mercia from the Philippines, and thank you very much for writing to us. I'm grateful to you for this congratulation message, and actually congratulations to all freedom-seeking and justice-seeking people around the world. So please accept our electronic QSL or EQSL as confirmation to this email. Hey, Mercia from the Philippines, we wish you all the best, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Please tell us your views about our programs in your upcoming emails." Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, has said that the West exerted pressures on Iran in order to isolate it, but their efforts in this regard backfired. He described making progress under economic siege and the most severe pressures possible as indicative of the Iranian nation's bright performance. The leader added, "The United States said the economic pressures they have put on Iran are unprecedented in history. Despite all their lies, they were true to this." The leader highlighted the progress made in science and technology and Iran's ranking among the top countries of the world in fields such as nano and biotechnology, health, aerospace, nuclear defense, infrastructure, medical centers, and oil refineries. With regards to foreign relations, the West's efforts to isolate Iran have failed, he has said. The share of Iranian articles with international participation has had significant growth of 209% during an 8-year period between 2013 and 2020, becoming the Islamic world's leading country in science, diplomacy, and that is according to Scopus International Citation Database. Today, universities in Iran are flooded with women, confident, happy, and self-assured. The Muslim-majority country's literacy rate for women is among the best in the world. Various studies have credited it to the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khomeini, who called for the active participation of women not only in politics but also in higher education and the public sector. After the Islamic Revolution in 1979, women were given equal rights to shape their futures. The revolution provided them a chance to build their distinct political identity, and they have been tremendously successful in doing that. Iranian women are today far more politically aware and enlightened than their counterparts in other Muslim societies. As per the 2020 statistics, the overall literacy rate of women in the country was 85.5%, more than that of men at 80.8%. Surprisingly, this female literacy rate happens to be higher than the global average. And that's nice. And it all happened after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. So let's see what Anand Mohan Bain from India, one of our old and regular listeners, says. Anand Mohan says, Namaste to all your Arab English radio staff. I am Anand Mohan Payne. I have been listening to your program since 1995. I am writing this message for you to congratulate World Radio Day 2024. If possible, please include my email in your program. A warm salam and greetings to you from Tehran. Anand Mohan Bain from India. As far as I know, Namaste is a way of greeting in Indian. Thank you. Nice. Okay, World Radio Day 2024 happens to be on February 13th, the next 2 days. So congratulations on World Radio Day 2024. Anand Mohan Bain from India. Thank you for this email. We also wish you luck. An EQSL or electronic QSL will soon be sent to you as a confirmation to this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Anand Mohan Bain from India. And here we come to the end of our today's program. Again, on behalf of all IRIB English radio staff, I extend my sincere congratulations on the occasion of the 45th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Congratulations to all freedom-seeking and justice-seeking people around the world. Many thanks for being with us. Please keep in touch with us. We wish you all the best. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We will be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send us emails to englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at parstoday.ir/en. Our phone number is 0098-21-2201-3720. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.